Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, love, and mercies. Thank you for your presence and power in our lives and situations. Thank you for breakthroughs you have given to us. Thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for your light that is shining in the midst of our darkness, setting us free, helping us to overcome the enemy. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for increasing our faith so that we can lay hold of your promises for our lives. Thank you for correcting us through the truths of your word. Thank you for establishing our feet on your holy standards. Thank you, Father. We thank you for how you have been answering our prayers since when we started this Healing Streams program. We thank you for those you have healed. We thank you for those you have delivered. And we thank you for those that will be healed again today and set free today. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. O Lord, we have come before your presence, before your throne, to seek you again this morning, to call upon your name in faith. I ask, O Lord, that you touch every life that will connect with this meeting. O Lord, in your mercy, touch every life in Jesus' name. Let your power come upon us as we hear your word and as we pray today. Let your power come upon us. Let your glory come upon us. And let us have great testimonies to share because of your power. Thank you, Father, for we know you are going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We are going to be looking at a topic that says God is not a lie. God is not a liar. You know that human beings can lie. And sometimes humans might not even want to lie, but their nature can make their promises a lie eventually, because the nature of humans are not constant. Yeah, the nature praise the Lord. I was saying that because the nature of humans are not consistent and not constant, sometimes humans will make promises, though they meant it in their hearts. They would make promises but not be able to do what they have promised, maybe due to one circumstance or the other, or one situation or the other, even though they really want to help you, and then they make a promise that this is what praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, my network is fluctuating. Yeah, but the Lord is in control. So as I was saying, sometimes humans can really want to help you, and they would make promises. I am going to do this for you. I'm going to do that for you. But eventually they would fail to do it. Maybe because of one problem or the other, or unforeseen circumstances, yeah, they would just fail. But our God is not like that. Yeah, your God is not like that. He does not have the weakness that humans have. Yeah, humans can lie because there is a weakness in them, and the promises of humans can fail, yeah, because there is weakness in them. But God cannot lie, and God's promises cannot fail, because there is no weakness in God, and because God is faithful. Yeah, there is no shadow of turning. There is no possibility of him changing his mind. Yeah, there is no shadow of turning with him. There is no possibility of him changing his mind. Yeah, once he says, this is what I will do for you, he will do it. Because he says what he means, and he means what he says. So God is not a liar. And I'm trusting God that as we pray this morning, the Lord of hosts will confirm in your life that God is not a liar. That you will see signs and wonders happen in your life, confirming that God cannot lie, can never lie. Amen. I want us to look at the book of Numbers. Numbers 23 verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man, that he should repent. As he said, and shall he not do it? Or as he spoken, and shall he not make it good? God is not a man that he should lie. He is not a man that he should lie. Whatever he says, that is what he does. Though there might be situations happening in the world, making it look like God is not faithful. There might be situations happening in your life, trying to give you thoughts that God is a liar. Yeah. But you must look at those situations face to face. Look at them and tell them that my God is not a liar. Yeah, I believe you get my point. When you are demonstrating faith in God, you have to be very verbal about it. You have to open your mouth and speak to the devil. Speak to situations. When situations in your life are trying to give you impression that your God is a liar, and that what he said or what he's saying is not true, then you are going to look at that situation. You're going to face that situation and tell that situation that my God is not a liar, and you are the liar. That is how you confront the devil and situations that does not agree with God's promises for your life. That is how you confront such situations by faith, through the Word of God. Yeah, so we're going to be looking at 4 points before we pray. 4 points before we pray. Number one, you make God a liar by not believing in him. You make God a liar by not believing in him. You make God a liar by not believing in him. Let us look at the book of Titus, chapter 1, verse 2. Titus, chapter 1, verse 2. You make God a liar by not believing in him. Titus chapter 1 verse 2. In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie before the world began. Titus chapter 1 verse 2. It says, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. So God cannot lie. God cannot lie. But we make him a liar by failing to believe in him. We make God a liar by failing to trust him. That is how you make God a liar. when God says, I am your healer, and then you look away from the Lord when you are sick, and then you look up to some other solutions, you look up to doctors or witch doctors or herbalists or or drugs. So when you look away from the Lord, who has promised that he is your healer and he will always heal you, when you look away from God and you are looking at other alternatives, other solutions, then you are saying that God is a liar. So you make God a liar because you fail to believe in him, because you fail to trust him. Maybe the Lord has spoken to you some things that he's going to do in your life. Maybe the Lord has revealed to you some of his plans for your life and future. And then you begin to take decisions and steps that does not align with that promise God has given you. Then you are saying that God is a liar. Yeah, maybe God is saying that, wait, I have this plan for you. Wait for me. And then you refuse to wait. And then you just go after other things that is against faith. You start doing things that does not show that you believe what God has promised you. Yeah, some people, God told them to wait for the right man or the right woman is going to give them for marriage, but they couldn't wait. They felt like they are already getting old in age. Yeah, so they felt like they need to solve the problem with their own wisdom. So they try to look for someone that will marry them or someone they will marry. Yeah, they couldn't wait on the Lord. They couldn't trust what the Lord had said. Yeah, so that means they make God a liar through their unbelief. Yeah. They make God a liar. They are saying that, God, I can no longer wait because I can't trust you anymore. Whatever you have said, I can't trust that thing you have said anymore. So let me just look for another option. Yeah, so that is a practical example of making God a liar through our actions. Yeah. So I believe that in your life you are not doing the same mistake. I believe that you are not making God a liar through your unbelief. If you have been doing that, you need to repent right now and stop making God a liar by not believing in him, because God cannot lie. God cannot lie. I pray that you will believe and you will continue to believe in God in Jesus' name. Let us move to point number two says the word of God is not a lie. Point number one says you make God a liar by not believing in him, by not trusting him. And then point number two says the word of God is not a lie. Everything written in the scriptures, everything the word of God teaches, everything the word of God says is not a lie. Let us read Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. Hebrews 6, verse 12. The word of God is not a lie. That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. The Bible says that be ye not slothful. Don't be slothful, but be followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. If you read Hebrews chapter 11, if you read the whole chapter of Hebrews chapter 11, you're going to see people like you, men like you, women like you, who inherited God's promises through faith, through patience. They inherited God's promises through faith and patience. We saw there how women brought their dead back to life through faith and patience. We saw those who stopped the mouths of lions. We saw those who conquered a large number of the enemy's armies through faith and patience. So the promises of God in the word of God are yes and amen. That is, the promises of God, they are true, they are faithful, and they come to pass. They come to pass. So these men in the scriptures, they know that God is not a liar, is not a liar. And they also know that the word of God is not a lie. So they trusted God and they waited on God till they got the promises. They trusted God, they waited on God till they got the promises. And we have a lot of these men in the scriptures. And they are just men like you. The Bible told us that Elijah was a man like you, a man of like passion. Elijah was a man just like you, just like me. And he prayed that there should not be rain because he he held on God's word, knowing that God's word is not a lie. He prayed that there will not be rain, and rain did not fall. And then he prayed again that there should be rain, and rain began to fall. So these are men who held onto God's word, because they know that the word of God is true, and they know that the word of God is not a lie. So the question is, do you trust the word of God? Do you trust the word of God? Do you believe the word of God? Ask yourself. Yeah, ask yourself. Let us also look at Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews 11 verse 3. Hebrews 11 verse 3. Through faith we understand that the words, that is this word, the universe, were framed by the word of God. Through faith we understand that the words, the whole world, the entire universe were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Things which are seen were not made by things which do appear. The things that we see and the things that we are seeing right now, the things you are seeing right now, they were not made by visible things. They were framed, they were formed by the word of God. The things which are seen were not made by things which do appear. They did not come from physical things. The word of God framed the fashion of this world. Everything you see today, the word of God created them. They were not created by any physical thing. The raw material that made the world, the universe, that raw material is invisible, and that raw material is the word of God. I believe you understand. The word of God is the raw material that created everything you see today. Everything you see today, they were framed, created by the word of God, including your own flesh and blood, your body, the organs in your body, every part of your life, including every technology and science. They were all framed by the word of God. Yeah, because the people that invented this technology, they were also created by the word of God. So anything that the things God created is also God's creation. For instance, God created you. So if you invent anything new, or what you invent is also God that created that thing. Anything you create is also God that creates such thing. Yeah, because you were created by Him. So everything you see in this world were created by the Word of God. So what does that mean? That means that the same Word that created all things is also the same Word that will heal all things. If you buy a product from a manufacturer, from a company, and then the product has faults, will you not take it back to the manufacturer so that they can fix it? Now, if the Word of God created all things that we see, both visible and invisible, now, if those things have faults, what do? We take them back to the Word of God, or we bring the Word of God to those things so that the Word of God can fix them. I don't know if you're getting something this morning. Yeah, because miracles are products of a change of your mind. You will begin to see miracles in your life when your mentality begins to change. Yeah, and that is even how you continue to see miracles in your life. Your reasoning must change. You must let the understanding of the Word of God change your perspective of life. Change the way you see things. That is how you will be able to connect with God's power that changes all things. And that is how you will be able to stay connected to the flow of God's power. So that is why it is not okay to only pray. It is better to pray with understanding of the Word of God, and with the understanding of the operations of God, how God works, how God does His things. Yeah. So that is why we are taking time to look at the Scriptures, so that when we pray, we would not even have to pray so much before we see miracles happen. Yeah. I say that when there is a fault in a product you buy from the manufacturer, you take it back to the manufacturer so that the manufacturer can fix that fault. Now, if something is wrong in your life, where do you go? You go to the Word of God. Because the Word of God is the raw material that produced your life. So if something is wrong in your body system, where do you go? Go to the Word of God. Something is wrong in your career, in your business, in your ministry, in your calling. Where do you go? You go to the Word of God. Something is wrong in your marriage, in your family. Where do you go? Go to the Word of God and enforce the Word of God upon that situation. Enforce the Word of God to change that situation. Because the word of God created the situation. And only the word of God can change the situation. Nothing would exist and nothing will happen if the word of God did not create them. So then if something goes wrong, where do we go? We go to the word of God. For the word of God is not a lie. The word of God is not a lie. So do you trust the word of God? Do you trust the word of God enough to enforce it, what it says, to enforce it upon your situation? Because the more we do this enforcement of the word of God, the more miracles and revival and freedom and greatness we will see. I have said it some time ago, maybe not on this platform. I was telling the people that the word of God is not to be tested. The word of God is not to be tried. That is, let me try, maybe it will work. No. The word of God is to be enforced on our situations, because the word of God always work. The word of God always work. So it's not like trial and error. Let me try. If it will work, let me believe in the word of God. If it will work, no, that is not how to see the wonders of the word of God. That is not how to see the wonders of the word of God. You are going to see the wonders of God's word by enforcing it, because you know that it is not a lie. You know that the word of God is not a lie. And then you begin to enforce it on your situation. For instance, you begin to say, the word of God says that with his stripes I am healed. And then you tell the sickness that you sickness, you cannot stay in my body, because the word of God says, I am healed with Jesus' stripes, by Jesus' wounds, I am healed. So you sickness, you can't stay in my body. You begin to talk to that sickness. That is, you are enforcing. It's just like law enforcement agencies. When there's a trouble somewhere, people call, people dial 911 and they call the police. And the police come, and then they ensure that there is peace in that environment. They ensure that there is order. And if they are able to lay their hands on the troublemakers, the police would arrest the troublemakers and put them into jail. The same thing the word of God does. So when you enforce the word of God on your situations, the angels of God will mobilize to that place. Yeah, when you enforce God's word, and then you say, this is what God says about me. This is what the word of God says about me. And then you begin to say, you negative situation, you situation that is contrary to the word of God, get out of my life. Because the word of God did not permit you to stay in my life. And then you begin to challenge the situations, the sickness, the weakness, the disease, the oppression, the captivity, the slavery, the addiction. You begin to challenge it with the word of God. Now, as you begin to do that, the angels of the Lord, just as when you call the police, and the police rush to where the problem is, in the same way, the angels of the Lord will rush to that place to arrest that situation and to set you free. Yeah, the Bible says that the Lord gave the word. Great is the company that publishes it. The angels of God, they follow the word of God. The Bible also says that wherever the word of a king is, there is power. Yeah. I pray that your faith will grow in Jesus' name. Let us move to the next point. Point number three. Point number three says, Satan is the liar. You know, I said the topic is God is not a liar. Then who is the liar? Satan is the liar. And let us read John chapter 8, verse 44. John chapter 8, verse 44. This is Jesus speaking to those people that fail to believe in him and in his words. John chapter 8, verse 44. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Yeah, Jesus was telling the people in John chapter 8, verse 44, he said, Satan has been a murderer from the beginning. He has been a liar from the beginning. In fact, Jesus said that Satan is the father of lies. He's a master of lies. He's a father of those that lie, those that tell lies. Satan is their father because he really operates with lies. So when Satan is whispering lies to your heart, don't believe the lies, because he is a liar. Satan will tell you lies that all these years you have been trusting God, you are just wasting your time. Satan would tell you lies that there is no good future for you. Satan would tell you lies that you are going to die as a barren woman. Satan would tell you lies that you will never get help from God. Satan would tell you lies that you will have no success, no prosperity, no progress. Satan will always tell lies. Yeah, and the Christians believe his lies. Yeah, many Christians easily believe the lies of the devil than the truth of Jesus. Satan is the liar, and God is not a liar. Do you believe that? So when he whispers to you, silence him, shut him up immediately. Yeah, shut him up immediately. Satan would tell some people this stroke that you have, this paralysis you have. You can't walk, you can't lift your body. that is how you will die. You will never be able to walk. A lot of lies Satan tell people, and they believe. In fact, Satan used doctors to enforce his lies. And the doctors tell people that they have few days to live, few months to live. Those are lies. They might look like facts, but they are lies. Yeah. In fact, Satan used scientists to enforce his lies. And they'll present things to you, and those things will look like they are facts. But because they are not what God is saying, no matter how real those things look like, they are lies. So don't listen to the lies of Satan. Don't listen to the lies of Satan. Now let's move to the last point, point number four. The last point before we pray. The word system is a lie. That is the last point, point number four. The word system, the system of this word is a lie. Yeah. I mean, the entire system of this world, the banking system, the financial system, the education system, all the systems of this world, they are lie. Yeah. And I'm going to show you from the scriptures. Open your Bibles to 1 John. 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. 16 to 17. 1 John chapter 2. Verse 16 to 17. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Verse 17, and the world passeth away and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Yeah, the Bible says that all that is in the world, all the world system, they are summarized into three things. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And then the Bible says they are not of the Father. Now we know that the Father is the light. God is light. And God is the truth. So anything that is not of the truth, what is it? Anything that is not of the truth, what is that thing? That thing is a lie. Yeah, the Bible says that all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, the Bible says that they are not of God. And if God is truth, if God is the truth, anything that is not of the truth is what? Is a lie. So all the things that is in the world, they are lies. Yeah, they are lies. The word system is a lie. And that is why, to confirm that they are lie, that is why they don't abide forever and cannot abide forever. Yeah, in that verse 17, it says that the word passeth away and the lust thereof. The word is passing away. Yeah. And even if it looks like the world is not passing away. The people in the world, they are passing away. No one is going to live forever in this earth. People will have to die. Yeah, so all that you see in the world, they are lies. And they are always against the word of God. The system of this world is always against the word of God. Sit down and reason. You just sit down and reason. Consider all the systems of this world. And then put them side by side with the word of God. Then you will see that all the systems of this world, they at one point contradict the word of God. You just sit down and look at them. All the system of this world, they are against the word of God. So that is why you should not trust in the system of this world. You should not trust the system of this world. You should not believe the system of this world. You should believe the word of God. And in fact, you should enforce the word of God upon the world system and see the word of God change and transform the world. Yeah, that is what we should do. We should enforce the word of God upon the systems of this world and see the word of God produce revival and salvation of souls and deliverance and wonders. Yeah, so don't believe in the system of this world. Don't even trust the banking system. Don't trust your bank. Trust God. Don't trust the money, the coins, the paper, currencies. Don't trust them. Trust in God. Because the system of this world, as you see it, they are passing away. A time is coming that people will wake up and all the money in their account, they won't find it anymore. They would wake up and all the money they have been saving in their banks, they will not find it anymore. And the banks will take no responsibility for such loss. Yeah. So where should you put your trust? In the world system or in the word of God? You can't trust even the medical system. You can't trust any system in the world. Because at some point, they will turn you against the word of God. Yeah. They would turn you against the word of God. And they will go against the word of God. So let your trust be in God, who is not a lie. I pray that this message touch you deep, that you begin to change the way you see things in the world, and you begin to walk with God with strong faith in Jesus' name. We are going to pray now. You're going to pray this prayer. You're going to talk to God. You're going to say, Father, forgive my unbelief. You're going to say, Father, forgive things I have done, things I have said from my mouth that made you a liar. Things I have done, things I have spoken from my mouth, that shows that I am calling you a liar. That shows that I do not believe in you. Oh Lord, forgive me of such things. I repent today. Forgive me of such things. Begin to pray like that, because unbelief is a sin. In fact, we saw in the Bible how God destroyed thousands of people because they could not believe. Hundreds of people because they could not believe. Say, oh Lord, forgive me of my unbelief. Whatever I have done that shows that I am making you a liar. Oh Lord, forgive me. I repent now. Whatever thoughts I think in my heart, in my mind, that shows that I am making you a liar. Oh Lord, forgive me. Oh Lord, forgive me. Oh Lord, forgive me. I repent today. Forgive me of every action, every thought, every words that shows that I do not trust you, that shows that I am making you a liar. Lord, forgive me today. Forgive me today. Forgive me today. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray two more prayer points before I will be praying for you and on your water. You're going to talk to God. You're going to say, Father, help me to remember to enforce your word on every situation, every negative situation, every situation created by darkness in my life. Say, oh Lord, help me to remember. Christians forget the word of God so quickly. They forget the word of God so quickly. Say, oh Lord, help me to remember your word and to enforce it on every situation the devil creates in my life. Help me to remember to enforce your word. Open your mouth and pray like that. Nehashi Jesus Senegleha. Tashi Shed Dehabalashdana. Nahasu Shed Denushda. Help me, Lord. Talk to him. Say, Father, help me to always remember to enforce your word. Your word upon every situation Satan creates in my life. Help me to always remember to enforce your word so that your word can arrest such situations. So that your word can change such situations. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand wherever you are. Raise up your right hand like this. And you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I acknowledge and agree that you are not a liar. You're going to say, Father, I acknowledge and agree that your word is not a lie. Confirm your word in my life with miracles. Confirm your word in my body. Confirm your word in my soul. Confirm your word in my spirit with miracles. With miracles. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Nishishta dehe toshide baralia. Nehati dero shisana. Thank you, Lord. God is doing it as you're speaking. He's doing it. Thank you, Lord. Say, Father, I acknowledge that you are not a liar. I agree that you are not a liar. Oh Lord, confirm your word with signs and wonders in my life right now. Confirm your word in my body. Confirm your word with signs and wonders. Confirm your word in my finances with signs and wonders. Confirm your word in my soul, in my spirit, with signs and wonders. God is confirming it right now as we speak. God is confirming his word. God is healing you right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. So now, I am going to be praying for you. And I will be praying on your water also. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you, Lord, for your power that cannot fail. Because your power is not a lie, is not a scam. Thank you for your word that cannot fail. Because your word is not a lie. Thank you, Lord, for your name that cannot fail, because your name is not a lie. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, right here are people who believe strongly in you. People who believe strongly in your word. Strongly in your power. I ask, O Lord, that you stretch forth your hand right now and touch every life. Touch every life. Touch every life. Right now. Every cell in their bodies. O Lord, touch them all. Right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Every cell in your body, receive the touch of God now. Receive the touch of God now. In the name of Jesus. Every part of your soul and spirit, receive the touch of God now. In the name of Jesus, I decree that the hand of the Lord come upon you and the power of the Most High change your life into the person God wants you to be, and let it be so in Jesus' name. I pray that the fire of God and the power of God possess the water you are holding in your hands right now. Let the power of God, let the fire of God possess the water right now to work miracles. now, now, in the name of Jesus. Darkness shall disappear at the entrance of this water. In the name of Jesus, sicknesses and diseases shall disappear at the touch of this water. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Amen.